The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Does God have favorites? Personal favorites? Well, if he does, how do you become one of them? Well, I think I know. I think I know exactly how you become one of God's favorites. So I was driving back from the city, and there were two lanes. I was in the right lane. And apparently the guy in front of me was trying to find some street parking. He couldn't find any, so we just stopped the car, put his hazard lights on, got out of the car, went into the store, as if to say to me, "Yeah, just use the other lane." Well, I couldn't get into the other lane because there was a stream of steady cars, because two lanes now turned into one lane. I must have been behind him 2, maybe 5 minutes. Finally, a guy saw my predicament, and he slowed down, he flashed his lights, and just enough for me to sneak out. I was so happy. I was so grateful to this guy. I remember thinking to myself, I wish I was just God for just 1 minute. I would shower that guy with all kinds of divine goodies. I would give him the winning Megabucks ticket. He would never have back pain for the rest of his life. His favorite football team would win the Super Bowl. Now, why just him? Why not distribute the gifts among all of them, all of the drivers that went by? I'm sure some of them were nice. Why him? Because he stood out. He stood out. If you want to be one of God's favorites, you got to stand out. So there was Moses. He had his back to the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army was right in front of him, ready to attack him. And the Egyptian army is one of the most powerful, undefeated armies in the ancient world. Moses doesn't even have a butter knife to protect himself. On top of all of that, he has all the Israelites just turned against him. "Why'd you bring us out here into this desert to kill us?" And Moses stood alone for that moment. Yeah, he was alone. But he stood out to God. Little David was in front of Goliath, this warrior, this experienced warrior. He had armor head to toe. He had his large sword. David had nothing. Nothing in front of this guy. He had no armor, no sword, no warrior experience. I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes at that moment. I don't think any of us would want to be in his shoes at that moment. But he stood out. You know, Jesus was invited to a dinner party with all of these religious uppities, and a woman walks in to an all-male event, goes up to Jesus, kneels at his feet, washes his feet with her tears, dries them with her hair, and puts very expensive Aramaic nard ointment on his feet. And all the guys in the room got all upset. Oh, who let this sinner into the room? And Jesus immediately defended her. Yeah, none of you guys gave me any water for my tired, dusty feet from all my travels. She stood out. If we want to be one of God's favorites, you got to stand out. So how do you do that? Jesus said it in the gospel. Heed my words. Now be warned. To do what God wants us to do, what Jesus says, it's probably not going to be very easy. Never is. But if you do heed his words, you will stand out.